It says in Luke 14:21, so that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." And the servant said, "Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room." Verse 23, and the Lord said unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." What's he talking about, that my house may be filled? He's not talking about church, although church is God's house. But if you study the story here, he's talking about salvation. This marriage supper represents salvation. Read Matthew 22 another time, and you'll see the same story. You'll see it clearly portrayed by Jesus, that he's talking about people being saved, being at the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is coming one day when we're up in heaven together, all of those that are saved. And so Jesus says, go out into the highways. Go up and down the street. Go out into the streets and lanes, it says in verse 21, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Hey, God's telling us to go out and preach the gospel and see people saved. Mark 16:15. You don't have to turn there. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature if you feel like it. Go ye therefore into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature if you feel like that's your special calling. Go ye therefore all into the world and preach the gospel to every creature if that's your gift. You know, there are many times that God discusses spiritual gifts. Like, for example, in Romans chapter number 12. Or, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But you know, God never lists a gift of preaching the gospel. He never lists a gift of winning people to Christ. Because it's not a gift, it's a command to every believer. It's not a gift. Show me it in the list there. People have different gifts and talents, but you know, it doesn't take talent to get people saved. The Bible says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. You see, people talk about having the power of God. Well, the power of God is the gospel.